The head coach began rebuilding the whole program around the idea of first who. One of the assistant coaches is a 300-pound ex-shot putter, hardly the image of a lean distance runner, but he is without question the right who. He shares the values and has the traits needed to help build a great team. As the program built momentum, it attracted more kids and more great coaches. People want to be part of this spinning flywheel. They want to be part of a championship team. They want to be part of a first-class culture. When the cross-country team posts yet another championship banner in the gym, more kids sign up, the gene pool deepens, the team gets faster, which produces more championships, which attracts more kids, which creates even faster teams, and so forth and so on, in the infectious flywheel effect. Are these coaches suffering more than other teams to create a great program? Are they working harder? No. In fact, all the assistant coaches have full-time professional jobs outside of coaching. Engineers, computer technicians, teachers, and they work for essentially no pay, carving precious time out of their busy lives to be part of building a great program. They're just focusing on the right things and not the wrong things. They're doing virtually everything we write about in this book within their specific situation and not wasting time on anything that doesn't fit. Simple, clean, straightforward, elegant, and a heck of a lot of fun. The point of this story is that these ideas work. When you apply them in any situation, they make your life and your experience better while improving results. And along the way, you just might make what you're building great. So I ask again, if it's no harder, given these ideas, the results better, and the process so much more fun, well, why wouldn't you go for greatness? To be clear, I am not suggesting that going from good to great is easy, or that every organization will successfully make the shift. By definition, it is not possible for everyone to be above average. But I am asserting that those who strive to turn good into great find the process no more painful or exhausting than those who settle for just letting things wallow along in mind-numbing mediocrity. Yes, turning good into great takes energy, but the building of momentum adds more energy back into the pool than it takes out. Conversely, perpetuating mediocrity is an inherently depressing process and drains much more energy out of the pool than it puts back in. But there is a second answer to the question of why greatness, one that is at the very heart of what motivated us to undertake this huge project in the first place, the search for meaning, or more precisely, the search for meaningful work. I asked the head coach of the cross-country program why she felt compelled to make it great. She paused before answering, "That's a really good question." Long pause. "It's really hard to answer." More pause. "I guess it's because I really care about what we're doing. I believe in running and the impact it can make on these kids' lives. I want them to have a great experience and to have the experience of being part of something absolutely first class."